Oh
Wow.
my God, are you
Wow.
kidding me?
Okay, wait, hold on. I need to back up. Okay, so.
Hello, check 1, 2. Hello, 1, 2. Checking, 1, 2. Is there any static on here? Hello. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Build and Launch Show. This is Justin Jackson. I'm the host, and I am glad you are here. This is the show where we build and launch a product every 7 days. We announce it on Friday, and we ship it on the following Thursday. Right now, we're in between seasons. Season one ended on episode 14, and now we're doing a couple episodes of Q&A, because I'm Canadian. We say A a lot. No, I'm answering your questions live on the show. This episode, we're going to talk about how do you launch if you don't have a network, an established network or audience to launch to, plus some questions on the actual experience of doing build and launch. How did I track the changes each day? How did I know what I was going to work on? What was the hardest part? Why did I launch this in the first place? So all sorts of interesting stuff we'll get into. Recording this on a Thursday because tomorrow, Friday, I'm headed to Banff, Alberta for a bachelor party. My friend Daryl's getting married. And it should be fun. Apparently, you can't tell Banff that you're a bachelor party, though. If you're a bachelor party, you have to say that you're something else. We're saying that we're a men's retreat. By the way, if this is your first episode, highly recommend you head over to buildandlaunch.net. Go right back to episode one and see what this show's about. Give yourself some context for what we're going to talk about today. All right, let's get right into a question. So Derek Marino asked, how do you launch if you don't have an established network? That's the example I'm looking for. I am brand new and have zero network, zero blogs, etc. And then Hassan asked a similar question. He said, all the products you launched gained traction because of either your audience, promoting to the email list, product hunt, or your other networks. How does one launch a product without any of these three things? Do you build an audience first or just build it and they will come approach? All right, great question. Here's my answer. If you have a product, you need a target market. That target market should be someone that pays for things. It should be a group that's accessible. And hopefully, it's also a group that you have some experience with. Either you're a part of that group, you're a part of that industry, you're part of that culture, because all of those things are going to give you an advantage when it comes to reaching those people. The mistake I see a lot of people make is they create something for a customer that they don't know anything about, they don't know how to reach that customer, and they don't even know if that customer will pay for things. Here's an example I talked about with Paul Jarvis months ago.
So now I'm a bit more specific with my audience, where it's like, I don't know where to start. If it was just like, okay, I want to build websites for people that want websites, it's like, I don't know where to start. That's everybody. Whereas if I focus it a bit and okay, these are the exact type of people I want to work with, then it's easy to find out. It's like your story about the developer who wanted to build stuff for real estate agents. And it's like, do you hang out with them? No. Do you actually talk to them? No. Are you interested in real estate? No. It's like, I wanted to work with the people that I'm actually interested in talking to and working with.
So if you're building a product, it should be in an industry or a culture that you understand and that you have some sort of connections in. The challenge is if you start in an industry where you have no connections and you have no network and you have no audience, then you're going to be at a disadvantage because if someone comes along and has those things, they're going to win every time, even if your product is better. And I've talked about that in the past as well. Even if you've got a great product, if you don't have a way of distributing that product, of getting it to the customer, you're going to lose. This is why there are so many bad products out there, that continue to do business because they have the distribution. Okay, so how do you start building that network, that audience, if you have none? Well, the things that Hassan mentioned are a great place to start. Start blogging. Start sharing your thoughts. Create a point of view. Help people. Go to forums and start helping people out. Go to Reddit, and then in that interest area where you want to create something, just start helping people before you create anything. Create a name for yourself and start an email newsletter. That's another great way to build an audience. You'll start with 5 people on that list, and then you'll gradually grow it. And then when you're ready to launch something, you'll have some sort of audience to launch to. Mike Tabor recently interviewed me for a course he's building, and I talked about this exact topic.
Yeah, so yeah, because you can build the best thing in the world, and if nobody finds out about it, it doesn't matter.
Yes. So another way you can practice this is by writing blog posts. I think that the nerve you hit with a good blog post is very similar to the nerve you hit with a product. And yes, you can also tap into networks like Product Hunt, Designer News, Hacker News, Reddit, anywhere where people congregate. That's a great place to launch a product or to get feedback on an idea. So yeah, I highly recommend doing those things. All right, up next we have a bunch of questions from Mike Dario, specifically about build and launch, that first season of creating a product every 7 days. So these are rapid fire. I'm going to try to answer them as quickly as I can. Number one, what was the biggest challenge? For sure, finding the time, finding the energy. How did you track the changes each day? I used a project management app called Sprintly to plan each day. So I would look in my backlog every day, see what I had to accomplish, and then I would pull those things over to current and just get them done every day. What is one thing you'll change for next season? One thing I'd like to do is do follow-ups on each of the products I launched and talk about the next sprint. So, for example, for Network Effects, which is the web app, networkeffects.me, I'd really like to do a whole week on just finding customers for that, doing sales calls, recording those sales calls. So that's one thing for sure, is doing some follow-up on the projects I already released. Number four, did any of the projects seem too big or too small? The web app was definitely a big project. The hardest one was actually writing the book. You think a little 38-page PDF would be no trouble at all, but writing a book is a lot of work, and doing it by myself, that was even harder. What was the hardest thing about teaming up? Oh, for sure, giving up control. Like the idea of I'm giving up control, basically. There's an equal partner in this that has an equal amount of control, and that's hard, for sure. Why did I start Build and Launch? I really wanted to kick myself in the butt. I thought if I had a show like this, I would have where I publicly had to meet this challenge every week, that would just be a great way to kickstart my creativity and make some things and, you know, have a series of products released in a month. In what way was a weekly sprint helpful for these particular products, and in what way was it harmful? So where it was helpful was for sure getting them out. When you only have 7 days, you just reduce it to the smallest possible thing you could release and you get it out. And most of us never ship it. So being able to ship every week was really great. I've actually noticed since I stopped doing the weekly sprints that my productivity on projects has just gone straight down. So I really liked having this weekly sprint where I knew I just had to release the thing by Thursday. That was really helpful. How did your wife handle this experience? We're going to have to ask her about that. I'm hoping to have her on a Q&A sometime in the future. How much after work time did you devote to this? It was ended up being about 2 hours a day on average. On Saturdays and Sundays, I would usually put in a lot more time. But yeah, about 2 hours a day, so 14 hours a week. All right, my outro music has started playing, so that's my cue to leave. Thanks again for listening. Season 2 is coming soon. I'll be announcing that soon. You can get updates on that at buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. Subscribe there, and I will send you the details on Season 2. Also, if you haven't yet reviewed the show, you can do that at buildandlaunch.net/review. You know, I've been asking you to do that every episode. If you haven't done it yet, now's the time. Just head over there right now and help more people find the show. If you want to reach out to me, you can email me, words@bizbox.ca, or you can get me on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, Justin. That's at M-I, Justin. All right, folks, wish me luck on this bachelor party. I will see you again soon. Might even have an episode for you on Tuesday, so stay tuned for that. Talk to you soon. Bye.